Good evening.
Hello.
Is this William?
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Marcela. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. And your answers will remain confidential. Would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
I can.
Sorry?
Well, where are they?
Okay. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for the United States? Senate, Florida State, Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th?
Yeah.
Would you say you are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote?
I'm going to vote, yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Independent, okay. And what is your main racial background?
What is what?
Your main racial background. The options are African American, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, Hispanic?
White.
Okay. And what is your age?
68.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Say that again.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read the options and you let me know which one you think is the most important. The first one says overdevelopment. The next one is taxes and county government spending, protecting the environment, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, affordable housing, hurricane and flooding preparations, or inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Cost of inflation.
Okay. Thank you. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. And if you have no opinion or you have never heard of them, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Melissa Tomey.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Totally unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. What about Rick Ramsey?
About who?
Rick Ramsey.
I don't think I've heard of him.
Okay, that's okay. What about Paul Wunderlich?
Never heard of him.
Joe Biden?
So-so.
Sorry?
Just so-so.
You could say that you have no opinion, that you're very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And what about Holly Rashine?
No, I haven't heard of them.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And thinking ahead, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Melissa Tomey as a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich as another Republican candidate, or Holly Rashine as a Republican candidate.
Holly Rashine.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly as a Republican candidate?
Probably.
Okay. And yes, you may have noticed the upcoming elections for Monroe County Commissions has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the elections. Which comes closer to your view? I'm going to read two statements and you let me know which one you think is the one that comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, I will vote for one of these three Republican candidates depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them. And the second one says, I could never vote for Republican candidates. Even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate, I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Rashine is doing in your county commissioner?
I'm not sure.
You could say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commissions? The two options are a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. And the second one says, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government.
The second one.
Okay. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing?
Do I think Monroe County is what?
Growing and developing. The options are too fast, too slow, or about right.
About right.
Okay. And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commissions? The two options are a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County or a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime.
Lowering taxes and fighting crime.
Okay, thank you. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of working housing?
I'm not sure.
That's okay.
I haven't made up my mind yet.
Okay. And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce floodings and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters which airlift critical injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The two statements are, the first one being, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. And the second one says, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better?
What falls into the person using it?
Sorry?
What falls into the person using it paying for it?
Well, basically, the first option is okay with raising the taxes, and the second one is not okay with raising the taxes, which is, for here it says that the property taxes were raised by about $11, and the first one is basically helping or approving of all the things that were improved, which is basically for the emergencies and the helicopters that transport patients to the trauma hospitals.
Well, don't raise taxes to pay for it.
So you would say the second option?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, thank you. And if you knew the following statements about Holly, Roshine, were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for her? And if it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well. So I'm going to read a few statements for you, and you let me know if you, based on voting, would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her. This one's a little long, but we're almost done. So the first one says, Holly believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. What would you say about that one?
I'm not sure.
That's okay. You could say that it makes no difference or that you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. The second one says, Holly understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy stronger. She has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood.
I don't know.
Okay. The next one says, with high housing costs and the lack of options for so many, Holly Morrill supports affording to build more affordable housing in Monroe County.
And my choices?
The options are much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And the next one says, Holly is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest.
That's a good question. I haven't thought about that one. So I guess somewhat unlikely.
Okay, thank you. And the next one says, during these tough times, Holly voted to increase wasteful county government spendings and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners.
I'm somewhat against that.
So you would say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one is, Holly has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. She has increased in transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications.
Uh, given what?
She has given priority for business and hospitality applications.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. And Holly is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. She has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life.
Somewhat unlikely.
Okay, and the last one says, she is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rasheen has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. And now taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commissions were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Melissa Tomey as a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich as another Republican, and Holly as a Republican.
I'd have to do more research.
So you would say you're undecided?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidates are you leaning towards? The options, again, are Melissa Tomey, Paul Wunderlich, and Holly, the three of them as a Republican.
Holly.
Okay, thank you. And now you will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. So for how long have you lived in Monroe County?
Over 20 years.
Okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay, would you say you are somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? I'm going to read the options for you and you let me know which one is. The first one is less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate of 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's of 4-year degree, or a postgraduate degree.
Some college.
Okay. And then that will be it for the survey today. And thank you so much for participating and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.